Now, here's some statistics for you. Did you know that more than 1 million Australian households are in housing stress, or that more than 100,000 people in this country are currently homeless? Even potentially even more alarming, 70% of us are concerned that we will never own our own property. 70%. To learn a little bit more about our worsening housing crisis, I'm joined now by journalist and independent writer and researcher Peter Mayres. He's the author of a new book called No Place Like Home, Repairing Australia's Housing Crisis. Peter, thanks so much for swinging by this morning.
It's a real pleasure, Tess. Glad to be here.
So the figures, they're absolutely staggering, some of the statistics that have come out of this. How alarmed are you by these numbers?
Well, look, I am alarmed. And when I talk about a housing crisis, I guess what most the crisis for me is not so much that there are people who can't afford to buy the house of their dreams. The crisis is the fact that we have 116,000 at the last census, probably more now, 116,000 people without any place to call home. And then that we have more than half of low-income private rental households are in what's called housing stress. So what that means is, housing stress means you spend more than 30% of your disposable income on your landlord, essentially on your housing costs. And I bet there are a lot of people listening and saying, yeah, that's me, right? I mean, it's pretty normal. Well, it is pretty normal. Half of all low-income households spend more than 30%.
Wow.
And many spend 50% or more. And now what that means is that you don't have enough money for the other essentials in life. You might not, you know, you might be a pensioner and decide, well, I'm not going to turn the heating on because I can't afford the heating bills. Or you may decide, well, I can't afford to go to the dentist or whatever. You know, I can't afford for my kids to go on that school trip. Now, to me, that's really unacceptable in a country as rich as Australia, especially as we've had, you know, 28 years of uninterrupted economic growth. And a lot of people, we talk about rising house prices and we think, oh, the trouble with rising house prices is people can't afford to buy a house. Those of us who own houses are doing very well, thanks very much, from the rising house prices. So, you know, there is a kind of flip side to this crisis, which is a kind of the boom, the benefits that have flown to those who were already in the market before the boom happened or who've benefited from that rise. So, you know, there's a question of fairness here and redistribution, both a generational question partly and partly one simply about how we rebalance wealth over time.
And how has this changed from, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Well, it's interesting. So I tell the story in the book of my own housing journey. So my partner and I bought our first house in 1990. It was about 6 kilometres out of the Melbourne CBD, a suburb called Northcote, for anyone who knows Melbourne, quite a cool suburb these days. And we paid $137,500 for a four-bedroom, freestanding, double-fronted, weatherboard, Californian bungalow. So, you know, that is absolutely unbelievable in today's terms, in Melbourne or Sydney or any other city around Australia, probably. That house is now worth between $1.7 and $2 million. So we couldn't afford to buy it now. You know, we could afford to buy it then, we couldn't afford to buy it now. Now, the difference is that a house was affordable as a multiple of your, I was working at the ABC, it wasn't a huge wage, it was a good wage, but, you know, my wife was part-time, she was an artist, she didn't earn a huge amount of money, but we could afford to buy a house like that. So that's the kind of difference now. It'd be much harder for people. At the same time, we were paying 15.5% interest rates then. So interest rates have come down. So if you can get into the market, then paying off your mortgage or paying your monthly mortgage repayments at the moment is relatively easy. The risk, the real risk in the market for people is if interest rates go up again, they've now borrowed a lot more, their repayments could go up. We could have real problems if interest rates go up now.
And it seems that, you know, housing policy, its core mission is that, you know, everyone should have a reliable roof over their head. But this really isn't the case by any stretch of the imagination. Why is that?
Well, I would say it's because we treat housing as an asset rather than as an essential human service. You know, everyone should have adequate housing. Everyone should be able to live in a place where they're safe, where they can rely on going back there tomorrow, where they can afford to pay the rent. You know, that should be the basis. We should be able to supply that. So for me, the real problem is at the bottom end of the market. That's where the crisis is. We have allowed the amount of public and social housing in Australia to go down and down. We used to have about 7% of all housing was public housing. That is housing where you would pay a maximum of 25% of your income in rent. And public housing still exists, but it's gone from 7% to 4%. So we've neglected that in every state and territory, worse in Victoria than New South Wales. But we're not building that housing anymore in sufficient quantities. So that's really where what we need to do. We need to build more social and affordable housing for people on the lowest incomes so they can live secure lives. And you know what? We'd all benefit from this. It sounds like I'm a, you know, bleeding heart kind of welfare, blah, 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 whatever. I mean, I am. But on the other hand, if we house people properly, they will be more productive. We'll be richer. We'll have a better economy because people will be able to, you know, at the moment, say you're homeless and you've got maybe some psychiatric issues, or maybe you've got some addiction issues. Maybe you've fled domestic violence, whatever it is. And at the moment, it's very hard to deal with those problems because you're homeless and you might be in crisis accommodation or all the rest of it. The way to help people deal with those problems is to fix their housing first. It's called the housing first approach. Rather than trying to fix all their other problems so they can hold down a tenancy, let's say, let's get you in some secure housing and then maybe you'll be in a position to deal with all the other shit you're going through. Rather than saying, well, let's deal with all your shit, but in the meantime, you can live in this crisis situation of accommodation. People aren't going to deal with their problems unless their housing is settled first. So we need to invest much more in social and affordable housing. And as I said, I think we're a rich enough country to do that.
Peter, thank you so much for coming on in this morning.
Been a pleasure, Tess.
Peter Mayers there. He is an award-winning journalist and independent writer and researcher. He's got a new book out. It's called No Place Like Home, Repairing Australia's Housing Crisis. We'll get the links for you up in the podcast, which you can find at 2scr.com.